fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
"This is Extra Life Radio."
Hello, are you listening to Extra Life Radio? This is Aaron Moran from Happy Days.
Hey everybody, welcome back to our stupid show. Welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This is Scott Johnson, and this is Extra Life Radio number 134, the official podcast of MyExtraLife.com. If you haven't been, please go. It's there for you, folks. Today's April 24th, 2007. We have much to discuss. We have a very special guest. But before we do all of that, let me mention early on that we are sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. You know you need to buy another domain name. You guys all need .coms. I mean, there's still stuff out there left. So go get one. And when you do, use LIFE1, that's LIFE1, as your code. And you'll only pay $6.95 a year. That's good stuff. We have other codes as well. You can learn more about those at MyExtraLife.com. Get your piece of the internet today. Thanks, GoDaddy, for sponsoring the show. Also want to thank YouBuyNow.com for their fine sponsorship and continued support of the show. If you want geek toys, there's no better place to go than YouBuyNow.com. Weather's beautiful. There's never been a better night to start a podcast. Tonight is beautiful outside. It's like 70 degrees. So what better time to talk to you guys? And we're doing it on time. Everything's just kind of coming together. I'm really nervous now. We'll have like a power outage or a death or something. We'll see how it goes. Let me introduce the regulars before I introduce the guest. Brian from MissionDeep.com and the lovely state of South Carolina is here with us tonight. Brian, hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Are you tonight?
Good, good. Not
too bad.
A new comic or no? I'm just giving the drinking game
people a chance
to drink something. But a new comic? Yeah. Do we have something up or what?
Yeah, there's a new one. Go look.
Oh, well, maybe I should check more often.
No, that's not.
Oh, okay. It's the same one. If you guys want to see a really rocking cartoon from back in January, you know where to go. From a commissionedcomic.com and from the lovely land of Colombia, the greatest South American nation that I'm personally aware of, we have with us Obsidian, also known as Dergio Felatio. Obsidian, how are you, sir?
What South American nations are you aware of?
I'm aware of Brazil. Brasil? I'm fully aware of the Costa. Where's Costa Rica? I don't know where that is. Where is that?
That's in Central America.
Central America. Sorry. So more. If you go a little more south, you got your.
What you need?
You got your Sao Paulo. You got your France.
That's in Brazil.
France.
Scott.
Oh, that's in Brazil. Well, then I don't know. Nicaragua. How about Ecuador? Ecuador, is that one?
Nicaragua is in Central America again. Ecuador is south of Colombia. You're good on Ecuador.
I'm getting a little better on Ecuador. All right, cool. Well, you guys have some nice caves. I don't know what that means. Joining us as a special guest, not been here since 2005. No, 2006,
wow, really?
Maybe. I don't remember when it was, but it was 64 shows ago. That's right, show 70, the infamous silky voice of podcasting. Joining us again is Scott Fletcher. Scott, good evening.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
I have to not lie to you, sir. We get more requests for your return than we do anybody else.
That's wrong. Yeah. That's just wrong.
Something seems very odd. But people hear you every week, and maybe that's why. It's subliminal. Like, in between your little, you're listening to Extra Life Radio, you're slipping in a little, let me back on the show, or something like that.
Sure. Sure. And as we went over last time, what people don't realize is while I have a really, really cool voice, I'm really just an empty shell of a person.
I've always wondered, Mr. Fletcher, because it happens a lot. You know, I've heard like musicians and actors and stuff like that, that you hear them and they have really cool voices. But when they speak, you know, in regular everyday life, their voice is different. And probably not as cool. I've always wondered, in your regular life, is this... I mean, do you have a squeaky voice?
Right. Right. So, when I speak to people in regular life, if I like them, or if maybe I haven't met them before, I put on, you know, this is my put-on voice a little bit.
Really?
But when my wife calls me on the phone, I turn into the deputy dog, you know.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Oh, sure, I'd be happy to to bring that home. Blue milk and cream? Let me write that down.
It's true. You truly are a soulless bastard.
It's true.
But we love you. And we're glad to have you here. You're one of the one of our favorite regulars, even though you've only been on one other time. But it seems like you're here every week. So good times. We also want to welcome folks in the chat room. I understand there's a lot of lag in there. Look, people, the more of your friends you invite to come every week, the worse it's going to get. We might try Ustream next week.
Yeah, Extra Life Radio. Don't tell anybody about it. Can you?
Yeah, I know. It's your little secret. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a little nerve-wracking, I know, but we promise we're trying to find other solutions. And there just aren't a lot of good services out there. I blame StickCam.
Ultimate solution.
Yeah, the ultimate solution. But anyway, welcome one and all, and especially Scott. Let's just get right on with the show. As everyone knows, the show is kind of focused clearly and most squarely on many geeky topics that we may want to cover. Scott over here, Scott Fletcher, is, of course, my age. We will not talk about what that is, but he is my age, which means he grew up in a time and a place that was a very interesting time and place.
And disco was alive.
Not quite, dude. Not quite. That was kind of over. Now, Obsidian, who's just a young buck among us, may not remember some of these things. But I really wanted to talk about He-Man today, if everyone's okay.
What do you mean I wouldn't remember He-Man?
He-Man.
Well, how young do you think I am? And how old do you think you are?
Well, no, it's not. Okay, well, let's go around the table. Brian, were you a fan of He-Man? You were.
Were I a fan?
Yeah, were you a fan?
I were a watcher. I wouldn't say I was a fan. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of cartoons on, so, you know, He-Man came on, I'd watch it.
You're more of a Thundercats guy, weren't you?
I was more into Thundercats, but, yeah.
Especially
I watched He-Man.
One. Yeah, you like furries is what we're getting at. You're into the
yeah,
furries.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And cosplay, but let's not forget that. And you have issues with sheep, but we won't get into that either. Scott Fletcher, you grew up in a time where He-Man was all the rage. Is that not correct?
Are you kidding? He-Man? He who with his friend She-Ra, Princess of Power, defend Eternia and the secrets of Castle Grayskull from the evil forces of Skeletor.
Look at you, dude.
Nice.
Now listen, this is very interesting. I found out today, and we're going to hear some audio in a minute that proves it. I always thought She-Ra was just buddies with him. Like She-Ra. She was just one of the person or one of the people that shared his big secret and, you know, whatever, and hung out
Wasn't
with him
she
and stuff.
His sister?
Yeah, they're sister. Right. I didn't know they were siblings. I had no idea.
Twin sister.
I mean, everybody knows that.
Well, yeah, here's, twin why, sister. Here's why I didn't
just,
know it.
Just because you're ignorant doesn't mean nobody knows it.
Well, good point. Good point. However, here's what's interesting. She had her own show, and I never knew that either. So that one passed me by completely. I had no idea She-Ra was a nice little spinoff.
I love the way you say that.
Are you kidding? Anyone with a rack like that gets her own show.
Oh, yeah. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
No way. You know who should have had her own show? Chitara. However you guys.
Yeah, know. Yeah, yeah.
Chitara. Yeah. Wait, she was in the Justice League, Super Friends, or no, the Legion of Doom or whatever, wasn't it?
What are you talking about, man?
Wait, who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the chick that purred all the time and hung out with Solomon Grundy all the time. What was her name?
Oh, we're talking about from the Thundercats.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Never mind. It's the way you said it. It made me think of Mexican jumping.
Well, every time you say She-Ra, I'm thinking that you're like making fun of Japanese people saying Sheila.
Oh.
I swear it sounds like to me.
Now that, folks, what you heard there was that was what we call a Brianism right there. A Brianism. Anyway, so, well, okay, let me...
She-Ra!
She-Ra, what you doing, She-Ra? You'll get hand out of cookie jar! I don't know what that means. Little ding pong for you there, folks. Okay, we're going to move on to playing this song. Because, not this song, but this intro from the infamous show. Now, the people in the chat room will not be able to hear this. I apologize. You'll get it on the show on the other end. However, it is definitely worth playing here, and now I can't find it. Oh, there it is. All right.
Wow, that's new.
This is the He-Man
intro.
So
drink up, people.
I have some
drinking game.
I have some serious concerns about this intro, some of the things that Adam, Defender of Eternia, has to say. So here it is. Check it out.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. I am Adam. Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said, "By the power of Grayskull!"
Avenger became the mighty Battle Cat, and I became He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. Only three others share this secret. Our friends, the Sorceress, Man-at-Arms, and Orko. Together, we defend Castle Grayskull from the evil forces of Skeletor.
All right, that is the He-Man theme. It's a little longer than I thought it was, but
totally takes you back. Totally takes you back, man.
Yeah, it does a little bit. Go ahead.
What prompted Adam to lift his sword above his head and say, "By the power of Grayskull"? Well, anyway,
it does make you wonder. Like, who thinks of that?
It does seem a little odd. Yeah, you just happen to be walking around with a sword, and you suddenly have this urge to lift it above your head and say something like that. Yeah, it seems a little odd.
I have a couple of observations about that too. Didn't he sound like Orville Redenbacher when he first started out?
Yeah, I thought he sounded really old. He doesn't sound like
that. Was my concern. Yeah. He sounds like one of the dicks on Bewitched. Dick York or Dick Sargent. Some older dude, and it doesn't sound right for kind of the long-haired sort of hippie He-Man face.
He wasn't long-haired. Right. He had a sort of like a mushroom hair.
No, he did have mushroom hair. That's funny, he did.
And nothing says He-Man more than a dude in a Kathy Rigby haircut.
Absolutely, yeah, dude. Yeah. That's hot. Dude. Hot.
Well, I always thought the name was stupid. I mean,
yeah, it's kind of redundant.
What kind of name is that? Now, the thing is,
She-Ra.
His name is He-Man. By logic, his sister's name should be She-Woman.
Yeah, She-Woman, yeah, He-Man. Yeah. He-Man, She-Woman.
But I'm thinking it kind of sounds sort of like a pimp, you know, She-Woman. give a little bit of accent, and it sounds very pimpy.
Now, I share all of your concerns thus far, but I have another additional one. At one point, he says, "I was shown fabulous powers."
Fabulous.
They're fabulous powers.
My name is Adam, and I've seen fabulous things. All I had to do was hold up my sword. So I worry about that, because that seems like even then that wasn't really the appropriate word to describe the powers.
The guy walks around in a fur thong.
That's right. I'm wearing my suspenders, riding bareback on my noble battle cat steed.
Oh my!
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he goes from Orville Redenbacher to like the movie phone guy.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's very weird. And then at the end, he claims he's the most powerful man in the universe.
Is a pretty lame place if he's the most powerful.
Well, exactly. And not only that, if he's the most powerful, what's the trouble? What's the problem? I mean, if you're the most powerful, why is Skeletor even an issue? Because he's the most most skeleton faced of them all in the universe.
That brings us back to the whole Superman issue. You know, to the whole Superman movie where they couldn't exactly determine how powerful Superman was. The same thing happens with He-Man, or it even takes you to the whole issue with Japanese animation, where no matter how powerful you get, somebody's gonna show up with a new power.
Yeah,
and you can go up too.
Yeah,
so it kind of works that way. What I do wonder is He-Man. To me, He-Man has a lot in common with Superman, not just the ending of the name. He-Man is another one of those many superheroes that I say, look. I mean, he wears a shirt. He doesn't wear a shirt. That's the only difference. Are you people stupid that you don't notice?
Yeah. Same haircut, everything.
Here he's dressed like Mr. Slave.
Yeah.
Here he's dressed like Mr. Gay.
Yeah.
Now, am I the only one that can tell the difference?
Well,
am I the only one that can see it?
I also noticed that as I was getting that clip earlier, I pulled it off video, and I noticed that Man-at-Arms actually looks like a member of Devo or something. He didn't really look much of a warrior-type guy. And that's fine. You can't pick your friends, whatever. You're all defending Grace the Castle, whatever. Whatever you got to do. Now,
you know what's really fun? In that universe, in Eternia, pants have not been invented. Nobody has pants. Nobody wears them.
Yeah.
They had skorts, though.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Oh, they
had culottes.
They had skorts. And culottes, dude, and dickies. Didn't they have dickies? I don't remember. What's a dickie anyway? Can someone clear that up for me? What's a dickie? Isn't that what what's his name?
Yeah, ascot, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant, an ascot, which is just as bad as saying dickie. I mean, seriously, ascot.
You know my favorite character? Yeah, ascot. You know my favorite character from He-Man was, though?
What?
It's got to be Ram Man.
Ram? Oh, yeah, the guy that's Ram Man.
That sounds You know, today, you got a guy with a mushroom haircut and a fur thong dressed as a sex slave called He-Man. Yeah. He's fabulous.
He is fabulous. He has fabulous powers.
One guy, nobody has pants on, and there's this one guy called Ram Man.
and what's his power?
Yeah.
He can jump.
Yeah, he can jump He-Man. So that's good information. Now, She-Ra, we've mentioned her. I found her intro after a little She-Ra. Digging, and I don't remember this at all, so this is kind of new to me, but definitely worth hearing. So
I actually thought when I was a kid and I found out of She-Ra, you know, her show, I sort of assumed that it was a show for girls.
Yeah, you know what? It does seem like that. When I was watching the intro, it's almost scene for scene the same intro with a different bad guy. She has a horse instead of the stupid cat. She says a similar thing holding her stick
don't
over her head.
Don't say stupid cat.
It's like a
it's the battle cat.
Yeah, battle cat. But
it depends. When he's not a battle cat, he is a stupid.
It does seem to me though that it was kind of a girlified version of He-Man, and it was aimed at the girl audience. And I am sure meetings like that happened, and I cannot believe it. Yeah,
and you know what that reminds me of? When I was a kid, my older sister, she always had Cabbage Patch Kids, right?
Yes.
Now,
Cabbage Patch or Cabbage Pants?
Day. No, Cabbage Patch Kids.
Cabbage Patch. All right. He-Man wore Cabbage Pants. I'm fully aware of what you're saying, and what you're saying now is nothing. Go ahead. Hello?
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. No, please continue. Please continue.
Okay. Now, my sister had
I'm sorry, pack. Scott. It sounds like Skype is garbling what you're saying. You just sounded like a complete idiot.
Oh, I did? That can't be possible.
Yeah. No.
No. That wasn't Skype.
No. It must be
left. Oh, okay.
Very nice.
So
very nice.
Anyway, my sister has Cabbage Patch Kids, and one day, my parents come home, and they give me a Cabbage Patch Kid, because apparently Mattel, I think they were the ones that produced Cabbage Patch Kids, had put out a new line of Cabbage Patch Kids for boys.
Oh.
Nice.
Garbage Pail Kids.
It was basically the same doll, except they had come out with pets. Now, these were freaky pets. I'm talking about seriously freaky pets, because it was basically the same body of a Cabbage Patch Kid, if you remember them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Instead of having that chubby baby face, it had a chubby animal face because they were pets. So my sister got a cat, and my parents gave me a dog, which supposedly was for boys. Now, I just could never get over the fact that it was
it's a
fact.
Doll.
Yeah, which brings me to another doll. I don't know if you guys remember from the 80s, Buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Buddy.
My buddy.
My buddy
goes
my buddy
everywhere I go, or whatever.
Yeah,
I remember that.
So these were basically girls' toys. These were basically people that produced girls' toys that just wanted a piece of the.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna say a piece of the boy action, but that sounds.
That sounds wrong too. Somehow.
Well, they didn't have the like Garbage Pail Kids, which were.
Yeah, Garbage Pail was awesome, but they didn't actually make the dolls, weren't they? Just drawings.
Oh, that
cards!
Been
I think they had trading cards and stuff. Yeah,
they had like collectible
could you
cards.
Imagine Garbage Pail Kids.
They had their own cartoon for a while too. Remember that?
Oh, they had a movie.
Everything during the '80s. Every see toy, that. Every toy during the '80s had its own cartoon
and its own hit
guaranteed.
Single.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
but the question is, what came first, the cartoon or the toy? Because a lot of times it would be the toy.
Yeah, I wonder. Boy,
now, I enjoyed the Smurf series, but have y'all ever seen the Smurfs movie, The Magic Flute?
No, dude. I will never see a Smurf movie named The Magic Flute. Scott Fletcher's laughing as if he's seen it. Have you seen that thing?
No, I'm just thinking about my kids. I have three kids, all under six, and it's all Fairytopia this and Barbietopia that. Daddy, can I get that? I want to go there. And how do I explain to this child that there is no gosh darn Fairytopia?
Not only that, you should explain to your kids that there is not a place where badly rendered 1998 versions of 3D Max Studio freaking Barbie Land exists. That's the worst. Those movies suck. Oh, I hate
they
those
do.
Things. They're terrible.
But the kids eat them up, man.
Yeah, they do. They do. The girls do. It's like, I don't know. I mean, Pixar spoiled me, I guess, because you watch that stuff. Oh my gosh, we digress. We got to play the She-Ra intro, see?
Go ahead. Yeah,
I almost forgot
ahead.
All about it.
Girly it is.
Yeah, we'll see how girly this is. I believe it's very girly, and you may as well. Here it is.
She-Ra. Yeah.
I am Adora. He-Man's twin sister and defender of the Crystal Castle. This is Spirit, my beloved steed. Fabulous secrets were revealed to me the day I held aloft my sword and said, "For the honor of Grayskull!" Only a few others share this secret. Among them are Life Hope, Madam Raz, and Cowl. Together, we and my friends of the Great Rebellion strive to free Etheria from the evil forces of Horda!
All right, so She-Ra was defending it against the evil forces of Horshack, is She-Ra! What I believe I heard there.
Now, you know what I noticed?
Yeah, what did you notice there, buddy?
She-Ra, okay, He-Man defends the secrets of Grayskull, while She-Ra defends the honor.
Yeah,
now,
that was interesting.
That definitely makes me
I
think.
Will protect my cooch against all under the blood.
Dude, I mean,
he said cooch.
I think he said coochie.
Yeah, coochie, coochie.
I think it was a lot of fun how she extended every other letter. You know, evil.
Yeah, that was great. She was awesome. You know, there's no difference between the two shows, so I'm not sure what they were trying to do there, because all that would appeal to is the boys who have seen He-Man. So
It's empowering the girls.
Yeah,
you know, you take the same format. Boys don't need any empowerment; they just need a reason to beat each other to death.
That's true.
You have this show for the girls, you know, who are show strong female role models who happen to be well stacked and scantily clad.
Now, was She-Ra part of He-Man before the spinoff?
Yes.
Okay, so she was on. Oh, yeah. I don't remember that she was on the show with He-Man fighting crime or whatever.
Not every week.
Did she open her? Did she hold
He-Man,
her?
He-Man fought straight people.
Okay. Well, he should have. Well, yeah, because he wanted to. Well, that's a long story. But she did she hold her thing aloft and like take the power of Grayskull?
Well, she didn't have a thing. It was a
no, she didn't do that. No. Yeah.
Now he said by
She was usually the damsel in distress, wasn't she?
Like, really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, I thought she was like the smart girl who helped out the dumb guy. Hmm. That wasn't it.
Yeah, He-Man wasn't
exactly very bright.
Yeah, he said he was the strongest man in the universe. He didn't say anything about smartest. Yeah. No,
it was a constant attempt to eliminate that glass ceiling that women are always dealing with in the 80s. So that's good on them. But they also wanted to help us not get touched by strangers. I don't know if you guys were aware of that.
Yeah, I love that. I saw the clip on your site.
I posted this on the blog. I decided to extract it here. It's only 27 seconds, and it's just so bad that it's worthy of play. So here's the audio from that.
She-Ra and I want to talk to you about something that's very personal. Your body.
Remember, it's your body and no one should touch you in a way that you feel is wrong.
I'll get anybody who tries it.
It's not that easy, Orko. It's hard for a young person to admit that he or she has been touched in a bad way.
If you've been touched that way, don't be ashamed. Tell someone you trust, like your parents, your doctor, your teacher, or counselor, or your minister or rabbi.
Right, Orko?
Right on!
That's what I'm thinking. Talk to your minister, rabbi. I love that.
Talk to your Catholic.
Good plan.
Talk to your priest. Just kidding. That's terrible.
Yeah.
If your sister touches you.
If your sister, Anora or Adora or whatever her name is. So what do we think about that? Does that just seem like misplaced weirdness or what?
Something's really funny in those things. And that doesn't only happen with He-Man. You would see that at the ending of every single G.I. Joe show.
Oh, yeah, G.I. Joe.
Transformers
did
it too.
Yeah.
I'm not...
Well,
if Optimus Prime touches you in a private area.
You think of it now, and you're thinking, okay, what's that guy, that big fat guy with a beard from G.I. Joe? His name had something to do with Rock.
It was Rock, wasn't it?
You got Rock and Roll there talking to about, you know, people respecting you and how you shouldn't let nobody touch your body, and you're thinking, now, is that kind of creepy.
His snake eyes is back there pantomiming and stuff.
I can hear it now. I'm Optimus Prime, and though Starscream and I don't always agree, there's one thing we can agree on.
That's right.
Don't drink and drive, kids. Yeah.
part of that was the FCC regulation that mandated educational programming. Yeah, so
that's right. Do you remember what happened?
That's right. That was the whole reason, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's you know, first of all, it's 12 minutes of that pre-canned intro, so they really only need to come up with about 6 minutes of original stuff, and then they tack on this 5-minute PSA, public service announcement at the end, talking about how you shouldn't let people touch your naughties.
That's right. Do y'all remember how everything we?
What, Brian? And every minute of all that is selling that toy.
Yeah, exactly.
That is that's beautiful
right.
business.
That's
man.
Exactly right. Brian, what were you going to say there, buddy?
Oh, do you remember during the 80s, they used to blame all violence on Bugs Bunny cartoons? I was just, you know, I was just so amazed lately with the gaming industry blaming, you know, Jack Thompson blaming everything on the games and stuff. But I remember when I was growing up, it was all about the Bugs Bunny. Oh, it was Bugs Bunny with all the violence.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. Right. Every single stick of dynamite accident you saw in the newspaper is due to Bugs Bunny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Police suspect.
Copycat. Yeah. Copycat.
Don't remember how they edited
were
all those?
They saw a certain suspect. He was gray. He had long ears. Saw him fleeing from the scene.
Yeah.
Wearing a provocative women's outfit.
Stopping many physicians and asking them what was up.
Yeah. Many physicians. Very nice. What is up, general practitioner? It's very nice. Well, anyway, enough He-Man and enough She-Ra, but that's all just such great. I was watching this stuff today. I just kept thinking, man, I want to be 16 again. Or lower than that, I think I was like 12.
You were 16?
No, I would have been
He-Man?
I would have been about 12.
You got no action at all, right?
I was 18.
It's Friday night. I had nothing to do. I thought I'd watch a little He-Man. Or She-Ra. Maybe the She-Ra kept me warm at night. I don't know. But anyway, good stuff.
I still say I prefer the one from Thundercats, Cheetah.
Now, while I was looking for these things today, I saw that space... What was that space cowboy one that we like so much?
Oh, Silverhawks.
No, not that. What was the one that was... the Indian Ranger guy. The Indian...
Rangers, space... It was something with Rangers in it. Hold on a second.
Space...
Star Rangers?
Space Star... 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 Post.
Star Rompers.
Star Rompers. Romping across the universe.
I can't remember, dude. All right, Brian, while you're looking that up, I'm going to play this right here. Because
who said he was looking it up?
Well, he better look it up. That's his job. He's looking it up.
ELR News.
All right. That always sounds so much better in post-production. But anyway, there was our little news intro. By the way, Rob is the man, and he's working on this theme for this other thing I'm doing. I can't wait to hear it. We'll play it here so people can hear.
But we're not going to tell you anything about it.
Nope, because that's part of the drinking game. Take a drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. If you've got them, drink them. Anyway, some news items, folks. Some big stuff. I wanted to cover a few of these. I'm a huge fan of the X-Files. Scott, were you a fan of the show when it was on?
It was must-see TV for the first couple seasons. My wife and I watched it every week.
Yeah, I liked it. I actually watched it all the way through, even the kind of iffy stuff when the T-1000 took over for Duchovny at one point.
We dropped off the year before that.
I see. Yeah, I kind of watched it the whole way through, and I kind of enjoyed it. And every time I see Mitch Pileggi on Stargate Atlantis, I think fondly back in the days of the X-Files. But I was kind of a big fan of the movie. I just always thought it was good stuff. It has been confirmed. There will be an X-Files sequel. Film, not TV show.
Aren't they like a little old now?
Well, I don't know. Gillian Anderson's still kind of hot to me.
She's not bad looking.
Yeah, except the first two seasons, she had real bad hair. But after that, she was fine.
But I think she had good hair for the time.
Oh, maybe. 92, was
Are
it?
You serious? Are we really discussing her hair?
Maybe we were just discussing He-Man's masculinity.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we were making fun of it.
My name is Adam, and I've got a fabulous power. Anyway, so this thing, here's what it said. We are happy to report that the writer, director, producer, Frank Sponitz, that's a terrible name. Boy, the Jews are just running the whole joint over there, aren't they? That's terrible. I should take that out.
Okay. Did you just say that, dude?
I'm kidding. I kid.
That was bad.
There's a rooster in that. I'm going to have to put that in there. Has confirmed. Good Lord, we're 29 minutes into the show already. We got to hurry. Let's see. Where were we? Has confirmed that things are starting to move in the direction of another film for the X-Files. On his blog, he stated that a script for the movie is underway. Quote, the second X-Files feature is finally in the works. A script is indeed in development, but I'm afraid that is all I can say. Any predictions, Brian? You think we'll see this thing in the next millennium or what?
It'd be at least 2 or 3 years before we see this thing, if it doesn't sit around and get tossed back and forth with script problems, because I just don't know where they can go with it.
Well, it's been off too long. Geesh, that'll be... that's a long time. And I know there's a lot... It gets a lot of circulation, the repeats and stuff, and I catch it on Sci-Fi now and again, and FX and other places. Not Sci-Fi.
But then again, what is David Duchovny really doing right now?
He's got a new movie in, isn't he? Some new thing with... That probably sucks. So why even bother?
I don't know.
You know, I liked him in that Alien movie with the Diet Coke. Mountain Dew 7-Up guy. Who was he?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what was that called? What was that movie called?
It was 7-Up.
Evolution.
And it was...
No.
Evolution, that's right.
Oh, yeah, Evolution.
Yeah, I win.
That's right. Yeah, you win a free, free trip to
Dragon
Ball.
And Orlando... Bloom. Not
Jones,
Bloom.
Jones. Orlando Jones. Jones. Yes. Yeah. His career has really skyrocketed as well, I've noticed.
That's too bad. You know, I like him.
He's all right. He's a great funny guy. You know what's good? You know what's really good? Well, I know we can talk about it now. I watched the first 3 episodes of that Drive show, that new show on Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Nathan Fillion and, you know, Captain Mal is back in full form. Not really. Yeah. But it's good. It's great, in fact. I'm hooked.
Good.
All I needed was more serialized TV to ruin my week, and now I have it.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was just going to be like Smoking the Bandit with Edge.
With a little bit of Edge to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's so much of a Dom DeLuise, you know, sort of fun romp through the country. It's actually got some pretty serious overtones, and it's very mysterious, very keep you hanging for next week kind of stuff. It's really in the vein of, you know, Lost and Heroes and all the stuff that's popular now, 24 and that kind of crap.
You can see the pitch now. It's Lost with wheels.
Yeah, it's Lost on wheels.
In a car.
Instead
it's
of on
Lost
island.
Meets Smoking the Bandit meets Cannonball Run meets Leaving Las Vegas.
Meets Cannonball Run 2.
Meets Gilligan's Island.
Oh, hey, and who was it last week that said there was a Gilligan's Planet? Who told me that on this show?
Oh, I think Gilligan's
Planet. Oh, told me that? No, must not have been
no
you.
No way.
Someone told me there was a Gilligan's Planet, and I count myself a pretty big Gilligan's Island fan, so I thought, no way this thing exists. Well, I did a little digging. Yeah. It was an animated series. Yeah. I didn't know that. Made by the same producer who did She-Ra and He-Man, I might add.
The Filmation people?
Yeah, Filmation, yeah. That's exactly who. And it's that Mort Sikowitz or whatever his name is that did all those things. And I'm sure I got the name wrong, but I watched a little clip from it, and they were voiced by all the real actors, though.
Yeah.
That was
weird.
Oh,
no kidding. They probably got a little bit more money for that than they did the TV series.
Probably so.
But it was so ridiculous. They're in a spaceship, and it lands on some planet no one's ever been on, and there's, like, aliens and bugs and stuff they have to get along with.
You know, that just raises so many questions.
It is totally weird, man. Anyway.
Do y'all remember the Fonz cartoon?
Yes. What was wrong with people? That all ended with the MC Hammer cartoon. I don't know if you noticed that, but they didn't do any more of that after that. That was
can't touch this.
Yeah, well, I remember everybody. I mean, everybody that became a celebrity in the 80s would eventually get a cartoon. I mean,
I remember
Mr. T?
My sister going bonkers over the New Kids on the Block cartoon.
Oh God, yeah.
And you know, it's funny. The last cartoon to do that, whether it was Mr. T or, you know, New Kids on the Block, that last one is always used as the example of why not to do it
in
a pitch meeting. Hey, I got a great idea. Why don't we take the guy who plays Kramer and make a cartoon out of him? And then the guy in the studio says, are you kidding? Do you remember what happened to Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah. You know what? That's not a bad idea. Kramer cartoon has merit. And I didn't know there was a Mr. T cartoon, and I demand to see
you
it now.
You did not?
No, I wanted to.
Did not know that?
I had no idea.
Wow.
Even I knew that.
Do you remember?
Dude, stay off drugs. Stay in school.
Yeah. I remember growing up during the 80s.
Don't let people touch your cooch.
It's very important.
That's awesome.
Do you remember Friday nights?
Yeah, Friday nights.
During the fall.
Dukes of Hazzard
Before they would have the new season lineup, they would always have the special Friday night specials where they would show everything that was supposed to be coming up that fall.
Kind of. Oh, yeah, they do a little previews and junk. Yeah,
You actually see cartoons at night.
Yeah.
I know this is probably blows people's minds now, but We didn't have cartoons, but on Saturday morning.
Yeah, dude.
When we were growing up.
Oh, yeah.
We had candles and shadow puppets.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I pity the fool.
Yeah. What is this SpongeBob crap? We didn't have anything. And it's true. Saturday morning was a religion at our house.
Oh,
we would get up.
Yeah, man.
Get up in the morning, dude. You'd get your cold cereal. You'd slap your butt down in your freaking jammies in front of the TV. And you'd watch stuff all morning. It was awesome.
And if you overslept.
Does that still happen? I mean, do you guys still have the whole Saturday morning? Because I remember when I was growing up in New York, I mean, Saturday morning cartoons, that was, I mean, you'd take your bowl of cereal, you'd sit on the couch, and you'd watch Saturday morning cartoons, and you wouldn't take a bath until noon.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, does that still work that way? I mean, do you still have
No. My kids wake up at 6. I reach over for the media center remote, and I turn on an endless loop of Dora and SpongeBob. And it is available a la carte 24 hours a day, man. They feast on it.
Yeah, it's a different time.
There's no event TV here, you know? Yeah.
No, the truth is, if we'd have had the Nickelodeons and the Cartoon Networks and the Disney Channels of that they have today, it would have been a very different environment. But instead, we had these three networks that would all have these competing shows, and one was just as crappy as the next, and you loved every freaking minute of it. It was great. And you had to be there live. There's no time shifting. You know, I'm starting to feel really old talking about this, so let's move on. I feel really old. Actually, it's a perfect time to take a break. We're going to take a fast break. We're at about the 35-minute mark. When we come back, much more, even a few more items in the news. I want to talk about the new Incredible Hulk that's supposedly going to be gray, who's voicing Silver Surfer, a little bit about Heroes, and much more. So stay tuned, won't you?
Hello once again, Extra Life Radio listeners. This is Rico of the Treks and Sci-Fi Podcast with some more reviews for you. This week I'm going to talk about comic books. I've read comics for many years, and I just want to mention a few of my current favorites. The first one is for all the role players out there, the people that play tabletop role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons. The name of the comic is called Knights of the Dinner Table. This is a great book. The artwork is very simple, but the stories and the characters are great. It's put out by a company called Kenzer Company. It can be found at kenzerco.com. Check it out. A great book. The next one I want to mention is a Marvel comic called Runaways. This comic reminds me of some of the very early X-Men comics. It's basically about a group of young kids, teenagers, that have, you know, superhuman-type powers and sort of band together and protect each other and go on adventures. It's a very interesting book. The characters are very good, and it's just a lot of fun. The artwork is good, so check it out. The storylines are really good as well. The last one I want to mention is the new Buffy comic. I think they've just got 2 issues out now, but this book is excellent. And the biggest thing about the Buffy comic book is it's been being written by Joss Whedon, who, of course, worked on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, and a lot of other things like Firefly and so forth. So this is kind of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer's 8th season. The characters are all back. The writing is excellent. The artwork is great. If you're a Buffy fan, check it out. And that's it for this week. I'll be back again soon. Take care.
Fascinating.
Hey, everybody. You know you can go just about anywhere to get comic books, to pick up your latest action figures. You can go down to the Walmart if you want. But nowhere will you find the selection on this kind of stuff like you will at youbuynow.com. And Comic Hole, for that matter. That's also one of Brian's awesome stores. So the next time you need a comic book, the next time you need a lightsaber replica, the next time you need that action figure that's just itching to be in your upper pocket. I don't know what your upper pocket is, but you all have one. Nowhere better to go than youbuynow.com. Go check them out. Use Extra Life as your code, and you'll save 10% on any order you may place. Thanks, You Buy Now.
Hi, this is Veronica Belmont from CNET's Buzz Out Loud podcast, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio for the Horde.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Thanks, Rico, for your fine Rico's reviews. Good times. Science fiction nerd.
You've seen the picture of him sitting on the Star Trek Enterprise set that he built in his basement.
Who?
Wearing his red shirt.
Who?
Oh, the Star Trek's in sci-fi.
Rico. Oh, Rico.
Rico.
Sorry, yeah.
Who?
Who the hell are you talking about? Yeah, Rico's and he's
what was talking about, like we're talking about it 10 minutes ago. Where were you?
Dude, the guy has like a full replica of the damn Enterprise in his house. I mean, the guy is crazy. He's insane about this stuff, and I respect that. I respect it.
You have to, because otherwise he might visit your house and kill you.
And he's older than me and you, by the way.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah. He's like in
he's like in his 60s.
Why is everybody's age so important today?
I don't know. Dude, I'm thinking, as July gets closer, I'm thinking more and more about age. But anyway.
Wait a minute, right.
Get over it.
You're one of those stupid people that gets all depressed on his birthday, right?
Yes, I do. And you will, too, when you're not 27, you freaking young punk.
Yeah, but I intend to age gracefully. Wait a minute. What do you mean I will, too? Mr. Fletcher, sorry to be so nosy, but do you get depressed on your birthdays?
Why should the birthday be any different? Oh.
Yeah.
He's depressed. Yeah, who cares if it's just a birthday? He'll be depressed no matter
I'm
what.
I'm getting old, my bones creak, and I fart a lot.
Awesome. Dude, that farting thing's actually healthy.
The only thing about getting older, there are a couple things. You get better insurance, and you have way more money than the youngins.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You have more disposable income. That's absolutely true. And you fart a lot, which means more underwear because you need it.
I don't know if you fart more, but you certainly care less.
Okay.
So Johnson goes for the wet ones.
Very nice. Do we care about the Hulk being gray in the new movie? Is that a big deal to anybody? Who cares if he's gray?
That's interesting.
Please, somebody remind me. I've never been a real fan of the Hulk. I mean, I like
the
Ang Lee movie. I've never been a fan of the Hulk. Would somebody explain to me the difference between the gray Hulk and the green Hulk? Yeah, besides
What's the difference?
Gray Hulk is intelligent.
Okay.
Gray Hulk, intelligent. Green Hulk. Smash.
Not so much. Yeah. Gray Hulk like She-Hulk, or does She-Hulk only go with Green Hulk?
I think they're relatives. No, she's his sister, like in He-Man.
Yeah, I was going to say, She-Ra's the equivalent of that stupid, or not She-Ra, but She-Hulk's like She-Ra of the comic book.
I am still incapable of finding She-Hulk hot, as most people do.
I don't at all.
Green boobies.
So, do we care about gray boobies? Do we care that the Incredible Hulk is gray? Is that, I mean, is it?
I'm sorry, you're saying that Gray Hulk is actually smart?
Yes.
Like, enjoys reading Chaucer and.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly,
what are you saying?
Don't make me smash you.
Hulk likes to smash.
That's right. I am Hulk, and I
truly wish
have
to
a
avoid conflict.
Yes. Please do not anger me. I'm afraid that I turn giant and gray, and you wouldn't like me.
You would
me.
Not enjoy my company if I were to become perturbed.
Wait a minute.
You're talking about before he's Hulk, when he would actually be smart anyway.
Oh, good point. So. Good point. But my worry is that it is designed to completely alienate current fans of the movie that I thought was actually pretty good. But since most people hate that movie, maybe they're just trying to start over. Hey, everybody, we're back. Sorry, we had some testicle difficulties. I don't know what's wrong with my internet's being fruity, but... Brian, you're saying you think they're
being fruity.
You think they're flushing the toilet on the franchise? They're starting over with the movies.
Yeah, I think they are. Just start over again. Which, you know, whatever. Yeah. I think the other Hulk was kind of a standalone movie anyway.
Yeah,
I don't really see them carrying it on. I doubt they would be able to get what's his face back anyway.
Who's what's his? Oh,
Banner.
Yeah, they're not doing that. I heard Norton now. Edward Norton now.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So if Edward Norton's coming. Which, by the way, I finally saw that, whatchamacallit, I saw that,
thingamabobber.
Chat room died. That's okay, I guess. I'm letting it die. no, he was in that Illusionist movie, which I didn't expect like so much. I really liked that quite
a
bit.
Good?
Yeah. Both these magician movies this year were freaking tops.
Yeah, The Prestige and The Illusionist, they were both awesome. Of course, I thought The Prestige was much better.
I agree. It was a better movie, but The Illusionist stood on its own. I thought it was pretty solid stuff, and Edward Norton's a good actor, and Jessica Biel can make out with me anytime she feels ready.
It's like I'm 14 again.
Yes, 14 again. Good times. Except back then you were thinking of who was big when we were 14.
Oh, we got Daisy Duke. That was a little. Oh, Heather. Heather Locklear.
Yeah, Heather Locklear and her copy.
T.J. Hooker.
Yep, she was hot.
T.J. Hooker. I love that
dude.
She was a Betty in that. But she hung out with that guy with the mullet that jumped over cars and stuff.
Adrian Zmed.
Yeah, Adrian Zmed was in that.
Who had the dance thing? The glitter solid gold thing.
Yeah, he was great. Not really.
And the solid gold dancers.
Hey, lastly in the news, Lawrence Fishburne is apparently voicing the Silver Surfer again. Do we care? I don't know if we care.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I have to hear him do it. That's not who I would picture.
Yeah. What if he says
Silver Surfer?
He sounded pretty cool in the intro intro to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean,
yeah,
sounded okay.
He's definitely a great voice actor. I mean, he definitely can do it. But I mean, I don't know.
Hey, I forgot to ask. Did you like that Turtles movie? Did you think it was good?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I thought the I mean, a lot of people were criticizing, you know, that the humans all look cartoony and stuff like that. I had to remind people that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is actually a kids movie.
Yeah.
And still, I found it very enjoyable.
What the hell was that? Sorry, someone cracked one off or something. What was that?
I think Fletcher just blew his nose.
No. It was Brian.
That was awesome.
Don't blame it on me.
He's got directional microphone power over there. Sorry. Yes, I agree.
I thought it was a lot of fun, and I was really impressed by the fights. The fights are so well done, and this is not something you see very commonly in 3D movies. I mean, 3D movies, normally the fights look very stiff and everything. The fights here looked awesome.
Yeah, I
agree. Thought it was very well made.
Yeah,
movie.
The action was great. Fighting was great. The chase scenes.
This was DreamWorks.
No. Some other studio I'd never heard of before. Actually, it was. Crap. I don't. I made a note of it at the time because I thought, who are these guys? I'm going to look them up, and I never did. But somebody knew. Who knows?
Yeah, look him up and give him a prize.
So, hey, Fletcher, are you into the whole? Sorry, I'm jumping all over the map. But are you into this? The heroes. You like the heroes?
Oh, I dig the heroes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot like. For me, it's a lot like watching porn. I'll get very interested, and then not so interested, and then more interested again.
Yeah.
This last episode was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. I just saw it tonight. I finally caught up before the show, and it was really good. And I'm not going to give any spoilers away here because I get in so much freaking trouble for that. But it was quite good. And
most people know by now that the cheerleader is dead.
Yeah, she's long dead.
You can go ahead and say that.
Yeah,
spoiler alert.
She's dead. Let's see. The horn rim glasses guy, he turned out to be sort of a gelatinous creature. That's his power. And he flushed himself
Starbuck.
Down a toilet. Yeah, and Starbuck's in it.
Right.
We're of course, making all this up. The one death in
save the cheerleader. Save the world.
Flush the toilet. pull my finger. Embarrass the cheerleader. When the person that did die, I will say someone died. I'm not going to say who, but the person that did die, I do not believe is dead and will be back. That's my personal opinion. Because that's just how that show goes. No one ever really dies.
So you basically just deny it whenever somebody dies.
Yeah, I do. On that show, I do.
And you're normally right.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I mean, can
you do that when I die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a call.
He's not dead.
I do not believe it. Always dead.
You have a big memorial on your site and everything, and I'll just deny it. I don't have a problem with that.
So I need to have a little pity party for my intellect. So I'm a pretty smart guy. Scott Johnson's a pretty smart guy. I think you other two together are equally smart as one of us. So,
all right.
I didn't mean that.
That's excellent.
Maybe a little bit. A little bit, you meant.
Tiny bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
So at the end of the show, without giving anything away, they talk about a time paradox that's happening. You know, hero can go forward and back and this and that and blah.
Yeah.
And he talks about something that happened in the past, but maybe, according to him, it didn't happen because now they're in the future. That's literally what they said.
Yeah, they did.
And it made zero sense to me. My wife and I, whose IQ... you know, again, is very high. Look at each other. And we what?
Yeah, see, that's the problem with time travel, dude. It doesn't work no matter what you do. I don't care what it is. It doesn't work. There's no such thing as a time travel story that actually has any basis in any sort of reasonable fact.
That's not true. I reached over at my nightstand and I pulled out my Star Trek science guide and I'm looking at paradox.
Yeah.
That can't happen.
But see, that's the problem. And even in Star Trek, when they did the whales thing, bah, that was all crap. That would never work. That would never work the way they said it would. And it just never works. Whenever they do it, they blow it. In fact, the only part, I'm kind of a Harry Potter geek, but book 3 is screwed because of the time travel thing. There's too many unanswered questions and loopholes, and it just doesn't work for me. So it's the same problem here, and I kind of wish they wouldn't do so much of that time travel crap. That's just me. Did I lose everyone again?
Hello.
Oh, I lost someone.
You're just easily confused.
Yeah, that could be. We're back. Sorry about that. It's weird issues tonight with Skype, my connection, a combination of both, perhaps Brian's aura in general. We don't know. But that's about it anyway. Heroes is great. Good times. Watch it. It's like porn. Whatever. All right, let's move on to...
It's Fletcher's porn.
Everyone's favorite part of the show, at least one of my favorite parts of the show, and that is...
Jerk of the moment.
Wrong one. Not jerk of the moment.
So, can
that's
we say
everybody's
that
favorite segment.
Oh, my God. Scott's got monkeys running the equipment.
I'm sorry, dude.
You're the jerk of the moment.
Jerk
Scott?
Of the moment. I'm the jerk.
I remember at the beginning of the show, like 3 hours ago. at the beginning of the show, you said that everything was going so well today that you were worried.
Oh,
you know,
that's true.
It's happened. It's happened. I invited in the evil spirit of retardedness to my show here tonight. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Everyone's quiet all of a sudden. Did I lose you? Hello?
No, we're waiting for the answer.
Okay. Oh, you're waiting for the answer. All right. Let's do... This is the intro I meant to play. Here it is.
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
And hey, was that too much?
Hey,
was that over the top?
What?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm gonna say, we should have just had Scott just introduce it this time.
Yeah. Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I do that? Okay, Scott, yeah. I'm gonna give you a chance to even second best it. You ready to try it? You want to do just a quick impromptu intro for the crappy movie of the week?
Oh, sure.
Okay, here we go.
Can you tell me what the movie is?
Yes, the movie is Xanadu.
Oh my God!
Nice.
Woohoo! Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no theme music. Okay.
I don't have it separate, dude. I don't have it all broken out. Okay, wait. Maybe I can.
No, that's okay.
Here you go. Okay, we'll play that. All right,
now,
that's your cue.
It's time for the crappy movie of the week, brought to you by Moxie. It's got Moxie.
All right, that was awesome.
That's great.
Awesome. That'll go down as one of the great moments in the show right there, despite the bad theme music. Okay,
that was awesome.
Here's the deal. Crappy movie of the week, Xanadu, one of my favorite, most hated movies of the 80s. My sisters were so into this thing. They were just, you know, Olivia Newton-John was all the rage in my house growing up.
Had the soundtrack on cassette.
Yep.
I loved it.
On tape. Oh, it's good stuff. Brian, you remember this film?
Yes.
Obsidian, have you seen it?
No.
You poor, sad bastard.
For those of you who haven't seen it, it's a lot like...
what is it?
Oh,
like?
The Wilford Brimley movie Cocoon with roller skates.
Oh, wow. Wilford Brimley and Steve Gutenberg.
That's fascinating. I got to watch it now.
Yeah, Don Amici?
Yeah,
with roller skates.
What's Gutenberg
and
up to
Olivia
these?
Newton-John.
What's Gutenberg up to these days? Does he do anything? Like they got a new police academy in the works or anything like that? That'd be great. Police Academy 12? That show sucks.
I hope he's producing.
Yeah, probably directing or something. Well, anyway, this is a fine film, of course. Here's the tagline. The Greek muses incarnate themselves... Oh, no, excuse me. The Greek muses incarnate themselves on Earth to inspire men to achieve...
Wait, that's not a reflexive verb. You can't do that.
I don't know who wrote this. It is, of course, IMDb, and that means it cannot be trusted. One of them, incarnated as a girl named Kira, encounters an artist named Sonny Malone. Oh, dude, Sonny Malone.
Sonny Malone.
with the help of Danny McGuire. Danny McGuire?
Danny McGuire, Sonny Malone, and Kira.
It says he was a man that Kira had inspired for 40 years earlier. Sonny builds a huge disco roller rink in her honor.
Wow, that's what she inspired him to do.
They will skate.
Now, basically, Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, but this was a musical. Is that not correct? It was a musical, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it had
remember
a lot of
being a musical.
Electric Light Orchestra was the main band that did a lot of the music.
Oh, ELO, man.
ELO.
Nothing better.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's kind of a weird cop between disco and crappy 80s and the end of a career of an actress who really sucked in the first place. So let's play some sound clips from this fine film. Let's see. We have... Oh, Poo in a Basket. Hold on. All right, sorry. I had to queue up my sound clips because I, once again, tempting fate, was ill-prepared. What an idiot. Okay, let's play the first clip. This deals with company structure, which is important to every film, and Xanadu is certainly no exception.
If you start making changes, then other people start making changes, and before you know it, you got a lot of people running around doing what they want to do. That's not a company.
Yeah, that's a good advice, dude.
It's anarchy!
Yeah. See, now, Scott, you work in the corporate world. You can take
this
that advice.
This is anarchy.
Yeah.
Anarchy? This. Okay, no, that's just old.
Damn it. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Is anybody there?
Hello?
What?
I can't hear you.
Oh, he can't hear us. Oh. This will be fun. I'm going to keep recording. Scott can't hear us. We will speak to him as if he can.
What is this? Like radio waiting time?
Ah, damn it. We lost him. Okay, hold on.
Oh, that's funny.
Ah, all right, we're back again, dude. Freaking internet, whatever. That was Scott going out of Skype, and you all got to hear it and enjoy it. And I'm not editing it out because that was good fun. So we've heard the... what have we heard? We heard one clip. Now let's hear another one. This is this is just weird.
I run into this girl this morning. Never saw her before in my life. She kisses me and disappears.
So, what's so weird about that?
So weird about that?
She kissed.
The weird part is she let me kiss her.
Yeah, that was weird. What the hell's going on?
The weird part is she had a mustache in it. I don't think she was a girl at
her
all.
Adam's apple was tickling me.
Well, that'll make the mashup. Good work there, Brian. I am all out. I am all out. Oh yeah, I didn't get this clip. This was weird. It didn't make any sense to me. So the title is "I am all out." And if someone could explain this phrase or this, was this something to say in the 80s? I don't know, but here it is.
You're supposed to be an artist. Use your imagination.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm all out.
Oh, he's all out of imagination.
You're like all types of prank today.
No, I thought it was like, it's like a, hey, baby, don't talk to me. I'm all out. I mean, that's what I thought it was. It was like some kind of euphemism.
My question is, why did that make sense to you, Scott?
I don't know, dude. As you can see, things have not gotten better. They've actually gotten slightly worse. And you know what's odd? When the chat room's down, I got to say, it gets really weird. It's like, I feel more free. Like, I don't have to talk to all these people. It's strange. It's like being in front of a crowd, and then I lose that when they go away, and it's like, okay, I can relax. I just have the four of us sitting here talking, and maybe I'll do
it
that.
It takes you back.
On. Yeah, I'll have to think about that. Or maybe I'll just ignore that it's there and do nasty things on the camera and then remember that it is there and then pay for it for the rest of my life. We'll have to see. But that's Xanadu, folks. You can get that on DVD, according to imdb.com, which is the internet... there's another term. It's internet. Incorrect movie database. Thank
incorrect.
You.
No. You're looking for what you said like 100 shows ago. You said inaccurate movie database.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's what you said.
Well, look at the memory on Billy over there across the freaking pond. It's pretty impressive. All us old guys just can't muster that anymore. But that's going to about do it, folks, for another episode or maybe issue. You might want to call this one because we had issues of Extra Life Radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Big, big, fat, hairy thanks to Scott Fletcher. Thanks to Brian. Thanks to O. Thanks to those who were in the chat room for the very brief time they were here. I apologize, guys. We do have winners for last week's Juiced invites. So we'll be sending those out to you shortly. You'll be getting emails. I don't have the names in front of me, which is perfectly fine because that fits the way the rest of the night's gone. But you'll be getting emails from the people who have the invites to give. Want to thank those people again for their generous offer. We may have a few more of those crop up and other contests in the future, of course. If you want to be a part of this show, please give us a call on the crap line, 206-203-CRAP. That's crap. You can also email us written comments and or audio to extralifradio@gmail.com. Can you get that straight? That's extralifradio@gmail.com. Next week, the show will be on Wednesday. It will not be Tuesday because I have a commitment Wednesday. We'll do the regular show one day late. I apologize for that. No way around it. You'll just have to live. So until then, hopefully the Gray Hulk will leave you and yours alone, and we'll see you next week.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Girls gone tech. targeting old people and women more.
What are you insinuating, Scott Johnson? I have a pedigree.
She's into the bad boys. All right.
They're asking me if I'm house trained now.
Mano a mano with Tom for so long because Molly's been out with the baby and whatnot.
What now, little green man?
And all of a sudden, I rip them out of my head and go, no!
We have a very ugly fan base.
I'm passing around the doobie here, the duchy, the duchy. Hey, Adam. Oh, hey, Veronica. And then wham, right in the berries.
That almost never happens.
Power level guy, horde guy, and Steve the retard. I haven't heard anything better all day. Could you kick Adam Sessler in the nuts for me really hard? She can drive far and fast when she heard the kinky.
Ryan, go ahead. I guess
say
I
it.
Would have
loser.
To do...
Go ahead, say it.
My tough self totally just kicked the ass of my girly self.
Right on, they kicked me in the testicles portion of the show. Do you want the juice? Do you want the juice?
I got a burrito in my future.
I think I had one of those at Taco Bell today.
Hello, everyone. This is Mark with your 3-minute movie review. Today's film, Fracture.
Your wife, is she here?
I shot her.
You shot your wife?
I got the gun. I shot her in the head.
Be careful with this guy. There's something not right about him.
I go in there with a signed confession, and I put this guy in jail.
You look closely enough, you'll find everything has a weak spot where it can break sooner or later.
You're looking for mine.
I've already found yours.
Fracture stars Anthony Hopkins as Ted Crawford, a brilliant man who blatantly shoots his adulterous wife, then toys with the district attorney William Beecham, played by Ryan Gosling, by creating a series of legal technicalities in order to be acquitted of the crime. Beecham is on his way out of the prosecutor's office for a lucrative corporate attorney job at the most prestigious firm in LA, but is challenged by Crawford and his own ego to stay on the case before leaving. Also in the cast is Rosamund Pike, who plays Nikki Gardner, Beecham's potential boss at the corporate law firm, and the de facto romantic entanglement. This movie had all the makings of a great cat-and-mouse thriller, with Crawford leading Beecham along by the nose as he keeps twisting the issues around the evidence of the murder. Unfortunately, either the scriptwriter or the director didn't realize what they had in potential. Instead, they follow some lame evidence issues throughout the show that, in the end, really wouldn't matter or do much to simplify the case against him. The legal game that should have been a thrilling intellectual chase is watered down to poor ideas and a mass of plot holes. Another element that makes no sense is the romantic entanglement between Beecham and Nikki Gardner, his future boss. There is no explanation for their sudden relationship, nor does it make any sense in the scheme of things. It's not like they had known each other in the past, nor does it seem like there's any connection, and suddenly she's not only inviting him to sleep over, but also to come to her family's Thanksgiving dinner. The whole thing just doesn't make any sense. Beecham also suddenly goes from a callous, self-absorbed attorney to a morally driven man. Out of nowhere, he shows concern for the victim and spends plenty of time in her hospital room where she's in a coma. He does this instead of trying to work on the case at times. There's no explanation or reason for him to suddenly be interested in her. Even the end of the movie, which is supposed to have a bit of a twist, was less than dramatic. All in all, due to the top-notch cast and an idea of a plot that had great promise, this movie underperforms in a big way. Out of 5 stars, this barely squeaks out a 2. That's all for this week. For you sports fans, check out my sports history podcast at sportshistorytop10.com. Thanks a lot. See you later.
Scott, we're watching the Transformers movie. You know, the original one where, Primus, Optimus Primus, Optimus Prime. Doesn't have lips, you know. Anyway, so we're watching this, and we're going and it dawned on me, it's like eep op ork but it's like transformed it for I love you. Goodbye.
Hey guys, this is Beanie, also known as Wild One. Me and my fiance just got out of seeing Hot Fuzz, and it was amazing. Wasn't quite sure about it at the start, but I highly, highly recommend it. Well, Little Hand says it's time to rock, so I'll catch you guys later.
Hi, this is Julie from Canada. I just wanted to let Veronica know, if she hears this, that she will always be the tough muffin to me. Bye.
Scott, you have way too many cool remixes of the Super Mario Brothers song that plays whenever you go underground. I mean, you had that awesome one that you played during last week's show for the drinking game, and then two in the latest episode of Extra Life TV. I have to know, where do you get this stuff? Because those were awesome, and I want them. Also, this is kind of for Rob. Is there somewhere I can buy the Donkey Kong version of the Extra Life theme song for my listening enjoyment? Okay, thanks. Bye, guys. Oh, yeah.
Hello, this is Charles with Limelight Networks, and I've left numerous messages, and I've yet to see it end up on the show yet, so I guess that message is wrong, and you might want to change it.
First off, yes, I am indeed an actual girl, and I like the poop stories. Girls don't talk about that kind of stuff, so I like getting... Oh, no, if I say that, that's going to sound wrong. I like to hear boys talking about their poop on the radio. And second, Dean Cain is on TV right now.
Hey, this is in response to that post that Scott made about that chick with the weird-looking feet. And I quote... Those are some weird-ass feet, man.
Hi, Scott. This is Seamus, and I was sitting in psychology class today. How does that make you feel? And watching a film about people with short-term memory loss. And this guy, you know, this narrator is telling about this guy and how he has a long, distinguished career. And the only thing I could think of was long, distinguished Johnson, which made me think of you since you said that in that way. And I started laughing, even though we were all watching a very scary and depressing, slightly creepy film about a guy who asked the same question every 30 seconds. Yeah, I got some weird looks. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, Scott, Brian, oh, Rob from New York. I was just listening to show number 100. That ELR in the 1940 segment, sheer genius. Anyway, I think it was Sebastian that predicted that ELR would only last another 37 episodes. Well, you guys are up to, I think, 133 now, and by my calculations, that puts your 137th show on Memorial Day weekend there, which leads me to wonder, are we going to celebrate our own ELR Memorial Day? Catch you guys later.
Hey, fellas, sorry to call in again, but this one is actually for the 3-minute movie review guide. When you went to see Music and Lyrics, what did you expect other than to be disappointed? You were seeing a movie starring Drew Barrymore. I'm an actor, my good man, and I can tell you that she, among many other people in Hollywood who I absolutely despise, is a talentless hack. She was enjoyable in E.T. because she was a cute 5-year-old, but everything in her career since has been absolute malarkey, just like Reese Witherspoon and Leonardo DiCaprio, with the exception of The Departed. So, what were you expecting?